Good morning, everyone. It's 9:46 and on November 12th, and I will call this special meeting of the Port Ludlow Drainage District Commission to order. We're continuing to operate under the governor's 20-28 proclamation that suspends in-person meetings, so this will be wholly telephonic. Before we go into the agenda items per se, let me just provide a overview for the record. First item was called to order, which we just did. Then we'll have roll call, agenda approval, our 2021 budget, which is the primary purpose of this special meeting. Item number five will be signing the documents, which will not be done during the meeting. It'll be done electronically by individual commissioners within 5 business days of approval, and then finally we'll have meeting adjournment. So with that overview, I will call for, I'll ask for roll call. The position number one, commissioner number one, that position is open. I'm Don Forbes, commissioner number two.
Deborah Hellison, commissioner three.
Tammy Rowling.
Wanda. Thank you, Tammy. And then we have next item will be agenda approval. Do I have a motion to approve the agenda as briefly stated earlier?
I would like to make, one correction to the agenda. There was a misprint. The resolution that we'll be voting on the agenda shows as 2020-04, but it's actually 2020-05. And with that change, I would make a motion to approve the agenda.
All right, noted, and I'll second. Those in favor signify by saying aye.
Aye. Aye.
Okay, we have an approved agenda. The primary item is the next one, which is our 2021 budget. There are two components. One is just a discussion, and that is agreement to rent it's the increase in rent for the Port Ludlow Hadlock office, commissioner's compensation that will be reported under payroll. And then the primary notice is no monies are allocated for capital outlay and engineering capital projects. I'll explain that one. In the past, within our annual budget approval, the commission has set aside approximately $20,000 a year for undefined engineering and capital projects, basically on an emergency notice. But that somewhat distorted what our actual spending pattern was, and it wasn't necessary because the ability to spend those funds would still require a meeting of commissioners. So we've eliminated that portion from our budget, which means now that the resolution is in the amount of $85,160, and then counter to that is special assessment revenue of $60,000. So we're, again, for the record, we're slightly overspending above our current revenue, but we have additional assets, and we are choosing to spend down those assets over a period of time. So with that overview, open this for discussion before we before I ask for approval of a budget.
So I'd just like to make a couple comments of the that you just listed off there, Chairman Forbes, and that is that up to this point, we had not been paying rent for the use of Tammy's office in Port Hadlock, but we will be starting that because with the addition of our records retention clerk, we're actually using that office quite a bit. So it is imperative that we pay Cammy some rent for that, and we put together a very simple letter agreement with Cammy stating what that rent would be, and that's what's included in next year's budget. And under commissioner's compensation, it will be reported under payroll with the 2021 budget. So just as a reminder, because we're on a cash basis, that means that any voucher submitted by the commissioners after the December meeting will be moved over to 2021, and that will be the start of payroll deductions. And then the last one is the communication with the Jefferson County regarding the assessment. Our engineer, Nancy Lockhart, has been involved in doing the actual assessment in conjunction with the county, or the review. The county does the actual assessment, but Nancy in the past has reviewed that. And so I would assume, but would like your confirmation, that we would request Nancy to continue that practice with the approval of this budget.
Excellent. Thank you for that additional context and background. Anything else, Cammy, any comments relative to this 2021 budget request? All right. Hearing no further discussion, I'll ask for a motion to adopt the 2021 budget as presented.
I make a motion to approve Resolution 2020-05, a resolution of the Board of Port Ludlow Drainage District approving the 2021 annual budget.
I'll second. Those in favor signify by saying aye.
Aye. Aye.
All right, motion carried. That's the last piece of our agenda for today, save for a motion to adjourn.
I make a motion to adjourn meeting 268 of the Port Ludlow Drainage District.
I'll second. Those in favor signify by saying aye.
Aye.
Aye. And motion carried. We are adjourned, and I'll see all of you again in 6 minutes. Thank you, everyone.
All right. Thank you.
Bye.